听力课堂，听 class.com。
Side 2. Exercise 8. Making a flight reservation. Listen.
I'd like to book a flight to Frankfurt, please.
For when?
Tuesday, September 14th, please.
There's a Lufthansa flight in the evening.
How long will it take?
About 7 hours. You leave Boston at 6 p.m. and arrive in Frankfurt at 6:55 a.m. local time.
That will be fine. Thank you.
Listen and repeat.
I'd like to book a flight. To Frankfurt, please.
For when?
Tuesday, September 14th, please.
There's a Lufthansa flight. In the evening.
How long will it take?
About 7 hours. You leave Boston at 6 p.m. and arrive in Frankfurt at 6:55 a.m. local time.
That will be fine. Thank you.
Listen and take the part of George.
For when? There's a Lufthansa flight in the evening. About 7 hours. You leave Boston at 6 p.m. and arrive in Frankfurt at 6:55 a.m. local time.
Listen and take the part of the sales clerk.
I'd like to book a flight to Frankfurt, please. Tuesday, September 14th, please. How long will it take? That will be fine, thank you.
Exercise 9. Making a hotel reservation. Listen.
I'd like to reserve a room, please.
Single or double?
Double.
For how long?
For 3 nights. From Friday, October 21st, to Monday, October 24th.
May I have your name, please?
My last name is Barrett. B-A-R-R-E-T-T. Nina Barrett.
Listen and repeat.
I'd like to reserve a room, please.
Single or double?
Double.
For how long?
For 3 nights. From Friday, October 21st, to Monday, October 24th.
May I have your name, please?
My last name is Barrett. B-A-R-R-E-T-T. Nina Barrett.
Listen and take the part of Nina.
Single or double? For how long? May I have your name, please?
Listen and take the part of the reservations clerk.
I'd like to reserve a room, please. Double. For 3 nights, from Friday, October 21st, to Monday, October 24th. My last name is Barrett. B-A-R-R-E-T-T. Nina Barrett.
Exercise 10. Buying tickets at a theater. Listen.
I'd like to buy tickets for Hamlet, please.
How many?
2.
For which night?
Saturday, October 21st.
We're sold out for the evening performance, but there's a matinee. I can give you 2 seats in row 8 center.
How much is that?
$130.
That will be fine.
Listen and repeat.
I'd like to buy tickets. For Hamlet, please.
How many?
2.
For which night?
Saturday, October 21st.
We're sold out for the evening performance. But there's a matinee. I can give you 2 seats in row 8 center.
How much is that?
$130.
That will be fine.
Listen and take the part of Anne.
How many? For which night? We're sold out for the evening performance, but there's a matinee. I can give you 2 seats in row 8 center. $130.
Listen and take the part of the sales clerk.
I'd like to buy tickets for Hamlet, please. 2. Saturday, October 21st. much is that? That will be fine.
Exercise 11. Any time. Listen.
Debbie Collins is Anne's secretary. Yesterday, Debbie was in Anne's office. There's a man on the phone, she said. He wants to make an appointment to see you, but he won't give me his name. When? Anne asked. This afternoon, if possible, Debbie answered. I can't do it, Anne said, and I'm out all day tomorrow. Let me speak to him. Who is it, please? Anne asked. Jim Bigelow, a voice said. I want a meeting this afternoon, Anne. Of course, Mr. Bigelow, Anne said. Any time.
Listen and answer.
Is Debbie Anne's secretary?
Yes, she is.
Was Debbie in Anne's office yesterday?
Yes, she was.
Where was Debbie yesterday?
In Anne's office.
When does the caller want to see Anne?
This afternoon.
Ask me if Debbie was in Anne's office yesterday.
Was Debbie in Anne's office yesterday?
Yes, she was. When?
When was Debbie in Anne's office?
Yesterday.
Listen and answer by yourself.
Who is Debbie Collins? Does Debbie want to have a meeting with Anne? Is Mr. Bigelow in Anne's office? Does Mr. Bigelow want a meeting next week?
Unit 8, Lesson 3. A Small Problem. Listen.
Excuse me, I have a problem.
Yes, sir. What's the problem?
My laundry.
Oh, no, no. You don't come here. We deliver it to your room.
They did. They were just in my room. But this isn't mine.
What's your room number?
1711.
This is your room. What's your name?
Davis. Jeff Davis.
This is your name. Do you have a red shirt?
Yes, but this one doesn't belong to me.
What about blue pants?
Yes, they look like mine, but they're not.
Mr. Davis, your room number, your name, they look like your clothes. It must be your laundry. Oh, boy!
If this is mine, we have a small problem.
Small clothes, big problem.
Listen again.
Excuse me, I have a problem.
Yes, sir. What's the problem?
My laundry.
Oh, no, no. You don't come here. We deliver it to your room.
They did. They were just in my room. But this isn't mine.
What's your room number?
1711.
This is your room. What's your name?
Davis. Jeff Davis.
This is your name. Do you have a red shirt?
Yes, but this one doesn't belong to me.
What about blue pants?
Yes, they look like mine, but they're not.
Mr. Davis, your room number, your name, they look like your clothes. It must be your laundry. Oh, boy!
If this is mine, we have a small problem.
Small clothes, big problem.
Listen and repeat.
Excuse me. I have a problem.
Yes, sir. What's the problem?
My laundry.
What's your room number?
1711.
This is your room. What's your name?
Davis. Jeff Davis.
This is your name. Do you have a red shirt?
Yes, but this one doesn't belong to me.
What about blue pants?
Yes, they look like mine, but they're not.
Listen and take the part of New Law.
Excuse me. I have a problem. My laundry. They did. They were just in my room, but this isn't mine. 1711. Davis, Jeff Davis. Yes, but this one doesn't belong to me. Yes, they look like mine, but they're not. If this is mine, we have a small problem.
Exercise 6. Whose is it? Whose are they? Listen and repeat.
New Law's office. George's glasses. The porter's trolleys. Betsy Miller's hat. Anne's files. the guests' bags.
Exercise 7. Dialogues. Listen.
This is my office. It belongs to me.
Listen and repeat.
This is my office. It belongs to me.
Listen.
Whose is this office?
It's mine. It belongs to me.
Listen and repeat.
Whose is this office?
It's mine. It belongs to me.
Listen and take the part of Nu La.
Whose is this office?
Listen and take the part of the guest.
It's mine. It belongs to me.
Listen.
Whose office is this?
It's Nula's. It belongs to her.
Listen and repeat.
Whose office is this?
It's Nula's. It belongs to her.
Listen and take the part of the guest.
It's Nula's. It belongs to her.
Listen and take the part of Dean.
Whose office is this?
Listen.
These are my glasses. They belong to me.
Listen and repeat.
These are my glasses. They belong to me.
Listen.
Whose are these glasses?
They're mine. They belong to me.
Listen and repeat.
Whose are these glasses?
They're mine. They belong to me.
Listen and take the part of the guest.
They're mine. They belong to me.
Listen and take the part of George.
Whose are these glasses?
Listen.
Whose glasses are these?
They're George's. They belong to him.
Listen and repeat.
Whose glasses are these?
They're George's. They belong to him.
Listen and take the part of the guest.
They're George's. They belong to him.
Listen and take the part of Dean.
Whose glasses are these?
Listen.
These are our trolleys. They belong to us.
Listen and repeat.
These are our trolleys.
They belong to us.
Listen.
Whose are these trolleys?
They're ours.
They belong to us.
Listen and repeat.
Whose are these trolleys?
They're ours.
They belong to us.
Listen and take the part of the guest.
They're ours.
They belong to us.
Listen and take the parts of Carl and Peter.
Whose are these trolleys?
Listen.
Whose trolleys are these?
They're Carl's and Peter's. They belong to them.
Listen and repeat.
Whose trolleys are these?
They're Carl's and Peter's. They belong to them.
Listen and take the part of the guest.
They're Carl's and Peter's. They belong to them.
Listen and take the part of Dean.
Whose trolleys are these?
Exercise 8. Lost and found. Listen and repeat.
Leather. Wheels. Medium. Medium. 30 by 20 by 15. Nylon. Handle. Fairly small. Twenty-four by 14 by 10.
Listen.
Is this the lost and found?
Yes. Can I help you?
I can't find my bag.
Can you describe it?
Yes. It's made of leather and it has wheels.
What color is it?
It's black.
Black. Is it large or small?
It's medium. It's about 30 by 20 by 15.
Listen and repeat.
Is this the lost and found?
Yes. Can I help you?
I can't find my bag.
Can you describe it?
Yes. It's made of leather. And it has wheels.
What color is it?
It's black.
Black. Is it large or small?
It's medium. It's about 30 by 20 by 15.
Listen and take the part of the guest.
Yes. Can I help you? Can you describe it? What color is it? Black. Is it large or small?
Listen and take the part of Carl.
Is this the lost and found? I can't find my bag. Yes, it's made of leather and it has wheels. It's black. It's medium. It's about 30 by 20 by 15.
Exercise 9. I ordered. Listen and repeat.
Fish. With salad. Fish. Without salad. Hamburger. With onion. Hamburger. Without onion. Steak. With French fries. Steak. Without French fries.
Listen.
Whose fish is this?
It's not mine. Mine's the one with salad. I ordered fish with salad.
Ah, this one.
That's right. Thank you.
So whose is the one without salad?
I think it's mine.
Listen and repeat.
Whose fish is this?
It's not mine. Mine's the one with salad. I ordered fish with salad.
Ah, this one.
That's right. Thank you.
So whose is the one without salad?
I think it's mine.
Listen and take the part of Wendy.
It's not mine. Mine's the one with salad. I ordered fish with salad. That's right. Thank you.
I think it's mine.
Listen and take the parts of Richard and the guest.
Whose fish is this? Ah, this one. So whose is the one without salad?
This is the end of side 2.